We're all different when it comes to sex, so I rarely find a product that makes me think every home should have one. However, I want to shout about splashblanket.com. They make cozy and crucially fluid-proof sheets, blankets, robes, and loads more for sex and anything else that might get messy. Use the code GOTN10, GOTN10, for 10% off at splashblanket.com. Every single purchase will help support this website.
This is Need Milk, erotica told by the medium of horny emails, written by Girl on the Net, read by the author and me, Luke.
Mail to John. Subject, this evening. Hey, just a quick one. I'm going to be back late tonight. Work drinks. Anything you want me to pick up on the way home? P.S. Can't stop thinking about that thing you did yesterday.
Mail to Sarah. Subject, re, this evening. You looked fucking good like that. Wish I'd taken a photo. All long legs and no knickers and bent over, ready to take it. P.S. We need milk.
Don't remind me. I keep going over the details. I need you to do that again, the beating. Nice, hard, slow wax with your leather belt and the sound of you touching your cock while you look at me. I can still feel the stripes. God, I'm wet and I'm still in the office.
You're a filthy bitch, you know that. I'll beat you again tonight when you're back, so don't drink too much. I want you alert and ready, so you can savour the taste of my cock as I push it into the back of your throat. I want your lips nice and wet and your mouth open, on your knees the second you get in. I'm rock hard thinking about the way you look up at me while you suck me. When your eyes water just as I shove my cock to the back of your throat. Tonight, I'm going to grip your hair and push you onto it, holding you down until you gag and choke on me. Have fun at the drinks, do.
You bastard. Now I can't focus on anything other than the ache in my cunt and my need to just fuck you. When your dick's nice and wet with my spit, I want you to turn me round and bend me over. I'll touch my toes again and you can inspect the nice red stripes you left yesterday. Take your belt off and wrap it round my waist so you can have better purchase while you fuck me. I'll keep my head down and my eyes closed, and I want you to fuck me so hard I lose my balance.
Christ, yes, I can definitely accommodate that. A nice bent over fuck while you wobble in the heels. Are you wearing the heels? The black ones with the ankle straps? If you're not, then put them on when you get in. Grip your ankles, use your hands to spread yourself nice and wide so I can fuck you with my spit-lubed cock. I'm going to come inside you so quickly, then tie you to a neat fucking parcel so I can save you for later. Thighs tied together, wrists tied to ankles, mouth gagged with your dripping wet knickers. Lying on your side on the bed so when I'm done beating you again, nice hard strokes with the belt all over your thighs and ass. When I'm done beating you like that and I'm ready to go again, I have nice, easy access to your cunt.
I'm not sure I'll last the evening. Sally was trying to give me some gossip about Imran's leaving do when your last email came through, and I nearly went at the knees. I swear to God. I'm writing this in the toilet trying to get my composure back, but I just have this picture of how you look when you're wielding the belt on me, all stern-faced and angry, with your shirt sleeves rolled up and your arm drawn back for the next stroke, your dick pushing tightly against your jeans. Fuck. If you tie me up and beat me, I'll be whimpering so hard for that next fuck. I just want to come round your cock. P.S. Leaving soon. Can't cope with the waiting.
Good girl. Come home. I'll let you come round my cock, but only after I've whipped you good and hard. Only after you've waited patiently, a good solid beating followed by a fuck. I'll kneel up behind your bruised ass, pushing the tip of my cock against your cunt as you beg me for it, whining through the gag and pleading with your eyes. Some nice quick strokes, pounding you hard with my dick, but without letting you come. Just taking what I want from you, fucking your cunt, squeezing the flesh that'll be straining against the rope I've tied you with, pinching and biting and smelling the sweat and the lust on you, feeling your cunt getting nice and tight around my dick.
Oh God, I'm on my way. 20 minutes and I'll be home. So wet on the train. The guy opposite me keeps looking at me funny, and I'm sure he can tell what I'm thinking about. Your dick. You. Your angry face as you fuck me. When I'm spent and raw and you've taken what you want. When you've come nice and hard inside me and left me to drip spunk on the bed. I want to come. I want you to tell me to come. And watch me writhe and wriggle against the rope you've tied me with until I can get one hand free. Then look on as I touch myself while you call me a filthy girl and slip your belt back through the loops. P.S. Got milk. If you liked that, you can find more of Luke at Beardy Noise on Twitter and more sexy stories read aloud at girlonthenet.com/audioporn.